Let's review Shabbos Taf Samech Vav. Hakitei Yotze Bekav Shalo Divra Meir Rabbi Yossi Yoser. An amputee can go out on Shabbos with his wooden foot according to a Meir, because it's considered to be a shoe, but Rabbi Yossi holds that he can't go out with it because we consider it a masui that he is carrying. So the Gemara discusses whether the opinions should be reversed in this Machlokas, that really maybe Rabbi Meir is the one that says that an amputee cannot go out with the wooden foot, and Rabbi Yossi holds that he really can go out, but ultimately even Shmuel and Rafuna, who originally thought that they should be reversed, agreed to Rav that the way it's recorded in our Mishnah is actually the correct version of the Machlokas. Since Rav Meir holds that the wooden shoe is considered a real shoe, he is the Tana who holds Choltzin Besandel Shalitz, because being a shoe not only has ramifications in Halachos of carrying on Shabbos, it also has ramifications in Halachos Chalitza, that you could do Chalitza with a wooden shoe. And also, Sandel Shal Seyadini Shechaletzes Bo, Chalitza can also be done with a plaster cell, a straw shoe, even though like wood, it's not a very popular material to make shoes from, but he's the one that considers it to be a valid shoe anyhow. In the context of the last discussion, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Akiva that a plaster seller's straw shoes can become tamei medris, tamei through the supporting the weight of a tamei person. The Gemara asks how Rabbi Akiva can hold that a plaster seller's straw shoes can become tamei medris if, after all, hai lav lihilucha avdi, they aren't made for walking, they're made for protecting his feet from plaster. So does that really count as a shoe that's tamei medris? The Gemara answers, yes, they are made for walking, because shekena sayid metayilbo ad shemegia lebeso. The plasterer does walk home with these shoes, so they're being used for walking as well, because he at least keeps them on his feet as he's walking home. The Mishnah said, if the wooden foot has a receptacle for rags in order to soften up the impact on the stump of his leg, it can become tame through contact with the dead body. Since it's mainly used for cosmetic reasons, but sometimes used to support the man's weight, there's a machlokas amoraim whether it can also contract tumas medras. But tumas mace, if it has a base kibble, that it could for sure contract. It's not a pshutei kliyetz, it's considered to be a regular kli that has a base kibble. But in terms of tumas medras, that's where we have machlokas. Rabaye, tamei tumas mace, ve'ein tamei medras. Abaye holds it cannot become tamei medras. Rav Amar af tamei medras, that it can even become tamei with medras. The Gemara points out that even Abaye would agree that agala shel katan tamei medras, a child's wagon which sometimes supports his weight, is tamei medras because it's used for far more often to support the child's weight than the wooden foot is used to support the man's weight. And even Rava would agree that makal shel zakenim tora miklum, an elderly person's walking stick, which is only sometimes used to support his weight, does not become tamei with medras, since l'trusei sugya avida, it's only meant to support some weight while straightening the person out, but never to support his entire weight. The Mishnah has said that luktamin tahora, but never identified what luktamin are. So the Gemara has three opinions. Amra b'yavo chamra diachba, fake donkeys that a clown would pretend to ride. Rava bar papa amra kshiri, stilts used to walk through mud, not to entertain, but to walk through mud so you don't get your shoes muddy. Rava bar avhuna amra parmi, masks that they used to scare young children. Habanim yotzim b'ksharim, the Mishnah tells us young boys can go out wearing knots. Amar ad demari, amar av nachman bar baruch, amar av ashi bar avin, amar av yehuda, kshurei pua. The purpose of these knots is for therapeutic reasons. Rav Acha bar Yaakov lists several criteria for knots to work as a therapy, which causes Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to remark, nafal pusa bebira, the entire remedy has fallen into a pit, these conditions can never ever be met. The Gemara questions this explanation because it shouldn't be limited to young boys anyway. So instead, meaning if it's about therapy, it should be therapy for anybody. Why does the Mishnah Dafka say banim yotzin b'ksharim? So instead, amar avin barhuna, amar avchama bargurya, ben shiyeshlo gaguin alaviv. Now we're talking about a different kind of knot. When a young boy has separation anxiety from his father, the father will take the string from his right shoe, tie it on the boy's left arm. V'chilufa sakanta, it happens to be tying from the left shoe and the right arm can be dangerous. The Gemara goes on to quote four more psakim of Avin bar Huna, Amar of Chama bar Gurya, about therapy on Shabbos. Number one, you can put an upside down cup of hot liquid on the belly button on Shabbos for stomach pain. Number two, you can smear oil and salt on your hands and feet to help become sober, and some Gedoli Amaram used to do this in order to get the effects of the wine off of them. Number three, you can hang yourself by the head to straighten your vertebrae on Shabbos. And number four, you can wrap an infant to straighten the baby's bones on Shabbos. Then the daf concludes with several therapies that Abaye reported Umrali Aim, that his adoptive mother had taught him, because Abaye's parents died when he was young, so he was raised by adoptive parents. In between all of the advice of Abaye's adoptive mother, the Gemara informs us that a woman, even if she has no history of miscarriage, can wear a special stone believed to prevent miscarriage.